if you're talking to somebody and you say, well, I fell, would you say I fell off the bed, or would you say I fell?
Yeah, you might say it fell off, but usually it'd be rolled off.
Okay.
You don't see many folks standing up on the bed.
Okay. Okay, what are the things, what do you call those things that you put on a horse's foot so that they don't hurt their feet when they're riding along on them, when you're riding?
Shoes.
Okay. Horseshoes. And what do you put the horseshoes on to?
On to the hoof.
Okay, and how many, and a horse has four?
Yeah, four feet.
All right, and what do you call all four of those feet? You got one hoof, you got four?
Hind feet and front feet.
All right, and you got one hoof, and two of them are called?
Two hoofs.
Okay, hoofs. Okay. Do you know any game, what game do you play with those things that you put on a horse's foot?
Horseshoe.
Okay, any other names that you think of games you play on those?
No, I think that's all I have.
Okay, what's a male sheep called?
Ram.
Okay, did you ever raise any sheep around here?
Very few.
Very few? I don't know. Mr. Gillette said that they never even messed with them at all down there. What about a female sheep?
You.
Okay. And what do sheep have growing on their backs?
Wool.
All right. How about a male hog? What do you call that?
Boar.
Okay. Any other names you might have for that?
It's either a male hog or a bull one.
Okay. Never call him a gentleman hog or anything?
No.
Okay. Now, what would you call a male that's been altered?
A bar.
Bar. Okay. And how about when a little one, when a little pig's first born, when a little pig's first born, you call, what do you call it?
Pig.
Okay. And when it's a little bit older, it's called what?
Choke.
Okay. And when it's full grown, they call it a?
Hog.
Okay. And if you got more than one, you got a lot of?
Yeah, a lot of hog.
Okay. And how old does it have to be before you can call it a choke?
Well, I would say around 2 to 3 months. So it's, even that depends on how well you feed.
Okay. Okay. How much should it weigh?
Well, he'll weigh 50, 60 pounds.
Okay. What's those stiff things in the back of a hog's neck? Sometimes they get those hair. What are those things in the back of a hog's neck? No, that's just it's hair. It grows in the back of a hog's neck. What do you call those? When they get mad, they stand up.
Oh, bristle.
Okay. And some, like elephants or hogs, sometimes wild hogs will have these ivory things that stick.
That's tish.
Okay. If you go out to feed a hog, you got these containers that you put the food in. What do you call those?
Trough.
Okay, and if you got two or three of them, what do you call all of them?
You call them troughs.
Okay. Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, it's either wild hog or wild boar that's going.
Okay. Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up, what would you to be a boar? What would you do?
I didn't want him to be a boar. We call it castrated.
Okay. How about the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned? What kind of noise do they do?
Good old blading.
Blading? How about the gentle noise that's made by a cow during feeding time?
She does some of what we call lowing.
Okay. How about horses? Gentle noise that horses make. What do you call that? Just the
Nicker.
Knicker? Okay, anything else you might call that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, if you've got some horses, some mules, and cows, and so forth, now when they're hungry, you'd say you're going out to feed the. You're talking about all of them now, and you got to go feed them all at once. You'd say, I'm going to go out and feed the